Welcome back, everyone. We're back at Mastering Risk Management podcast, and I'm Anthony Wilson. And we're picking up for series two of our little mini-series on data analytics, talking to Aidan Hecke, the CEO of Decision Inc. So welcome back, Aidan.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks for making time again. So last time we spoke, we introduced for our listeners the concept of this Data Analytics for Executives program. So can you just remind us what that was about again?
Yeah, no problem. We looked at the market and realised there was a bit of a gap when it came to giving busy executives bite-sized learning opportunities around what is, I think, deemed quite a complex topic if you're sort of new to it.
Yeah.
We created a 9-part series that we think covers all of the main topics that a busy executive needs to understand.
Yeah.
Our purpose, I suppose, our intent is that those executives would come out of that series and be able to sit in a meeting with, you know, their analytics team and be comfortable they understand the key concepts,
yep,
can ask the right questions, and ultimately get the right business outcome.
Yep. Excellent. No, that's great. And so listeners can find that where at the moment? That's...
Yeah, Decision Inc., Australia's YouTube channel.
Excellent.
So jump on. Right. We've got 8 out of 9 released,
yep,
depending on when this goes to air.
Excellent. And, you know, someone used to say to me, tell them the price, son. How much for somebody to listen to this wonderful insight?
It's our investment to our industry.
Free!
Yes, that's another way of putting it. Yeah. Like we did think it was really important,
yeah,
though, that...
Yeah.
With COVID and the economic recovery that's required for us in Australia and globally,
yep,
data and analytics is going to be so key to that.
Absolutely.
And so it's in everybody's best interest,
yep,
to raise their ambient level of knowledge on this topic.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So there you go, folks. Have a listen. It's not going to cost you anything except a little bit of time. And you did mention the episodes are quite compact, 5 minutes or thereabouts. So great for a busy executive to tuck into a part of their day and get some good education at the same time.
Yes, 100%.
Excellent. All right, so let's talk a little bit more. So we think about these specialties like data analytics, and I think a lot of executives, and I'll put myself in that bucket as well, think, oh my God, this sounds a bit complex. It sounds like it's going to be hard to understand. There's going to be jargon and all that sort of stuff. So if I'm an executive thinking about this, what are the key terms I need to know, you know, the essentials?
The fundamentals haven't really changed, interestingly, Anthony.
Right.
The technology should take care of itself.
Right.
And when I say that, you'll have great teams inside your business, whether that's the CIO or the analytics team, the chief data officer. There are a lot of jargon that you should be avoiding. And
right.
You should not be getting intimidated by as an executive.
Yep.
Okay. So if you hear things like hyperscale and data warehouses and data platforms, it's all interesting conversations, but ultimately as an executive, that's not going to get you what you need to achieve your outcome.
Right.
So the thing I think is important is understanding there's really 3 types of outcomes you get from analytics.
Yeah.
There is analytics that we're all very comfortable with today, which looks in the rearview mirror of business performance.
Yep.
And all of us look at that, whether it's an Excel spreadsheet or it's a dashboard or whatever it might be. There is the analytics that help us give a prediction of the business outcome.
Right.
Okay. So it looks at our historical data and goes, okay, if you do these things, this is likely to occur.
Yep.
And then the final field, which is relatively new, is it takes the action on your behalf.
Yep.
So it does all of that work, assesses the options, and makes the best choice. Now that technology, machine learning, and then artificial intelligence, fascinating topic, but you need as an executive to understand, what am I trying to do?
Yeah.
Look backwards, predict, or actually have an automated action inside my organization.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned technology there, Aidan, and it's a good point. I mean, people, I think, need to realize that this is a business problem, not a technology department function. So, you know, if you're looking at IT and saying this is something for you to fix, you're probably looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for us. We typically deal with clients at a business level, not at an IT level. And
yeah,
I don't mean that like I come from IT. I run,
yep,
a large IT shop. And the IT function is critically important to,
yes,
be successful.
Yep.
So if you don't have the right technology inside your organization, you're dead in the water anyway.
Yep.
I'm making the assumption that those parts of it have been taken care of.
Right.
But we deal with the business leaders.
Yeah.
Because they're the part of the organization that either has to drive revenue growth, they have to drive operational efficiency. They know the use cases in their head that's going to get the most value for the business.
Yeah.
And you'll notice I use nothing in that conversation that talks about a data warehouse.
No.
Right? So it's a very much a business-focused conversation.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. So the executives themselves need to start getting some understanding of the discussion and the language and those sort of things. How do you bring the organisation along, you know, from the boardroom to the meal room, as it were? How do you get that language and that discussion going and get people on board?
If you think about business performance as a whole, maybe this is my personal philosophy, but if you look at, you're always going to have your top performers, you're always going to have your outliers, and you're going to have your wonderful bell curve.
Yep.
And the best way you improve your business's performance is you move that bell curve 1 or 2 or 3% up,
yep.
and all of a sudden the business is humming.
Yep.
When it comes to analytics understanding, it's actually the same. You just need to lift the ambient understanding of analytics across the whole organization just enough.
Yeah.
Okay. And that does take effort.
Yeah.
We deploy literacy programs that focus on the whole of the organization's competency.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's actually quite similar to the series that we've released.
Okay.
And we don't try and go too technical. We make sure that it's something that's, you know, it's consumable by all.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be functionally specific as well. We might be focused on, say, supply chain or customer service.
Yeah.
But it's thinking about that ambient level of sort of understanding. And the reason why that's important is because you can have the most amazing analytics strategy and you can have the most amazing data platform and all of these insights, but if your business users aren't willing to consume and use it,
yeah.
it's wasted investment.
Yeah.
And so there's a big part of this, which is trust.
Yeah.
And trust comes from understanding. So, yeah. you know, that data literacy program, lifting that, you know, that average level of sort of understanding is really important. And then what we focus on is there are going to be technical areas where depth is required.
Yeah.
And that is when you get into a technical conversation.
Yes.
And where that is relevant is you're always going to have people inside various departments who are going to have a different level of understanding and appetite and hunger to learn that.
Yeah.
And sometimes this plays a little bit to the operating models inside organizations, but we believe it's really important to find those reservoirs of untapped potential. And then focus your technical training courses towards those individuals and go, okay, well, you're running at a, let's say, a 5 when it comes to your understanding of power, you know, business intelligence.
Yeah.
Let's run some training courses to that particular functional area and let's get you up to a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you've got this great level of the lift across the organization and you've got these spots of really great capability that are starting to spring up around the organization. But then it becomes an organizational effort that really understands analytics power.
Yeah. No, that's really good. And that whole concept of an organization's competency in analytics and being able to build levels of that competency for different people, a manager in a function, you know, a staff member, a board member. Mm. So if you understood what that competency level required was, then you can start to build around it. And I gather, Aidan, the executive program that you put together, I mean, our listeners probably range from CROs, and I know we've got listeners that are just starting out on their risk career. Wouldn't hurt anybody to listen to the program. It gives them a fundamental understanding, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you go through the 9-part series, you should be able to step out of it and go, I understand all the broad concepts.
Yeah.
I had a lovely conversation with a close friend of mine who's taken on a very senior role, of which he has responsibility for data and analytics inside the business.
Right.
And he understands it, but he, you know, he's learning along the way. And
yeah.
He has been listening to the series and he said, you know, it's been great because it's demystified a whole set of terms and concepts for me. It's helped me understand lots of things that are important I need to understand.
Yeah.
So yes, you know, obviously I would, you know, strongly recommend everybody get a chance, have a look at it. I think it'll help everybody. I like to think that this will be a conversation no one will have in 20 years time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like maybe financial acumen.
Yeah.
Right. So think about financial acumen 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody needed to have it. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I'd love to think that analytics becomes that ship in 20, 30 years time.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. Mm-hmm. I've had the fortune of looking at the program as well, and I think it's fantastic in that it's very easy to understand. It gives you a clear roadmap, and in the house that we spoke about last time gives you that great analogy. I wonder whether organisations feel like they need an interpreter between the data analytics team and the rest of the business. Does the data team tend to speak in very strange languages? And do you find that that's an issue? Is that translation of what's come out of the analysis into a business insight, does that present barriers to your to your sort of mind, or
it,
is
it can
not?
Do?
Yeah,
definitely it can do. I think it's important to remember that the communication's two-way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you've got to make sure that the business users are able to be recipients of the information. And that's why we talk about making sure there's an ambient level of, you know, analytics capability inside the business, and so that they're lifting themselves to be able to understand the conversation that's being had.
Yeah.
Equally, there is a lot of pressure on the analytics teams, you know, particularly if it's a central function,
yeah.
You know, to go, okay, how do I make sure that my business understands what I'm giving them,
yep.
and draws the right insights from it? And then the third element to it, which I sort of touched on, is that there can be pockets of capability that sit inside functional areas that become somewhat those interpreters,
yeah.
On behalf of those particular business areas. Because if your background is finance, you know, you're sitting in the CFO office,
yep.
but you have now been nominated analytics, you know, SME,
yep.
then you're sitting perfectly on that fence.
Absolutely.
You know, you're able to go, okay, I can kind of toggle between both these things.
Yeah.
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 But all of it is made much easier if everybody's thinking and lifting their overall acumen
yeah.
around
yeah.
analytics.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great point, and that sounds like something that might be a best practice tip. And we are going to wind up in this episode of the series. So as I've mentioned previously, there's three episodes in this series. We are going to catch up with Aidan again later on, and the subject of that catch up will be best practices. So we've probably started on a little discussion there, and we'll continue that next time we get together. So thanks again for your time, Aidan. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening.